genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Well, after much pressure, the longest-serving member of Congress, John Conyers, has decided to retire. He didn't resign. Let me be clear. He retired, and his legacy, he insisted, cannot be compromised or diminished, no matter what allegations, have come forth. My next guest, Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for joining me, or having me join you.
Well, however it goes, yeah. Winter's messing you up. It's messing me up, too. I get it. Listen, so here's the deal. Conyers, he retires. Is he going to Disney World or something? I mean, what's going on here?
No, he goes home, and he forfeits the rest of the last year of his 27th term in office, and Governor Snyder now has the option to call a special election. He can do that mostly at any time. It could be immediate, when, you know, this winter and spring, or he could hold off until the primary schedule with August and November election season next year. But that would leave the 13th congressional district seat in Wayne County without a representative for much of 2018. And yes, Congressman Conyers resigned under. You know, he says he did resign technically. I mean,
right.
You could say he's retiring, but and citing health reasons. But you know, he resigned, and he resigned under a ton of pressure from fellow Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, and just a stream of allegations from several women who worked for him over the years, as recently as 3 or 4 years ago, who said he had a continuous. Almost predatory like approach to soliciting sex and making unwanted advances towards these women who worked in his office, many of them half his age.
Well, there you go. All right. So Dan Kildee, also among those that called for him to step down, as did many members of the Democratic group of Congress, members of Congress here from Michigan. All right. So he recommended his son. 27-year-old John Conyers III to take his place, endorse his son, 27 years old. But I can't see that his son has any qualifications. Am I missing something?
He has a name that is still pretty valuable currency in Detroit and Wayne County politics, by all measures. But I don't know much about John Conyers III, other than an incident about 7 years ago in which he reported to the police that $27,000 worth of concert tickets were stolen out of the congressman's Escalade, and apparently the son of the congressman had been driving around the district's Escalade and using it for personal use, which raised some ethical questions on the part of Congressman Conyers. So, other than that, I don't and that John the Third, an aspiring rapper of sorts. I don't know much about him, so this is going to be a
so you haven't been to iTunes to check it out yet.
No.
Okay, just checking.
This is going to be a free-for-all primary, Democratic primary.
Sure.
I expect to be a dozen candidates. There's plenty of term-limited legislators who are waiting in the wings, one of which is Coleman Young II, who just lost the race for mayor in Detroit. David Kinesic, a state senator from Dearborn Heights. This is a district that has west side of Detroit, and then several western suburbs, the first and second ring suburbs around Detroit, Westland and Garden City and Dearborn Heights and Inkster and a few others. So this is a district that there's a lot of, you know, potential for someone outside of Detroit to run, although this is always seen as a Detroit seat because Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence is from Southfield, even though she has the rest of Detroit in her district. So I would expect a pretty big fight to have a Detroiter in this seat as opposed to a suburban representative.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. And you know, you had no point in a Republican even joining the race for the most part in that seat, because the chance of a Republican winning is somewhere near zero. Even and you said that the name recognition, good for Conyers the third. So you don't think that there's much political fallout from all of this? People just say, well, whatever, the old man did whatever, and they'll just brush it off and move on.
We'll see. There's another Conyers that wants to run for the seat, and that's State Senator Ian Conyers, who is John Conyers' great nephew. Ian just got elected. He's also under 30, and just recently got elected to the state Senate. He replaced Virgil Smith of the state senator who went to jail for a while for shooting up his ex-wife's car. And so Ian Conyers, sort of in a strange, intriguing family dynamic, actually leaked the news of John Conyers' retirement to the New York Times. And they got a story overnight yesterday. And John Conyers' wife, Monica, the felonious former city councilwoman from Detroit, who spent some time in jail herself, she went on a pretty big rant about this and was very upset that Ian Conyers would
have the nerve to do that,
her husband's announcement.
I gotcha. All right, Chad, we'll keep an eye on that. And, of course, plenty of political intrigue if it's going to be kind of a rough-and-tumble primary. That'll be fun for people like you and I to watch, and we'll see who comes out on top. All right, so Project Tim, we talked about this for a long time. At one point, you know, wondered if Apple was going to bring their factory to Michigan and end up in Wisconsin. But now we know that Project Tim was this big sprawling plans for a plant near Duran, Michigan. What is it?
Well, I found out it's a steel plant. A company called New Steel International out of Middletown, Ohio, which doesn't seem to have much of a track record, is actively pursuing a $7 billion loan from the Department of Energy through a fund that was set up in 2008 by Congress, this $25 billion fund that Congress set up before the bailout to try to help create a loan capital fund available for automakers to modernize some of their factories to build more fuel efficient and electric running cars. This fund is still hanging around, and this company is apparently, I'm told, trying to pursue separate $7 billion loans for a steel plant in Durand, right off of I-69 on 1,000 acres of mostly farmland that they are. The company has been pursuing for some time. They've been told they got almost 900 acres in land purchase options already accumulated. And they're also trying to build a second steel plant down on the Ohio River in Ohio.
So this is a big deal. What's the name of this company again?
New Steel International.
New Steel International. Well, that would be a big deal for Michigan and obviously for Durand. I mean, it'd bring quite a few jobs. It'd be quite a thing. It sounds like, though, that we're a long way from being there. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
There's a lot of questions here about whether this is a viable project. How do you get steel, iron ore, and scrap metal to Durand? There's no river there that runs in Durand. There is railroad, but that's a lot more costly to ship in the raw material. So,
all right.
Still a lot of unanswered questions. We'll have more on CraneDetroit.com on Sunday, actually, about this.
All right, Chad, thank you so much for the update on both topics. Well done, as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick break, and then we'll do our Wednesday midweek detox with Ron Rademacher. Make some travel plans with me right after this.